Well, coming up this Sunday, November 2nd, from 1 to 3, the Knights of Columbus at 1556 East Fremont Street hosts the 2025 Fallen in Love Bridal and Prom Show. Every cent raised goes to Rainbow Riders Therapeutic Horseback Riding Center, a nonprofit which is near Monmouth and uses equine-based activities to boost physical, emotional, and cognitive well-being for children and adults with disabilities. And they're celebrating 20 years of serving our community. So in studio, we have a junior Miss Illinois 2025, Leah Barraza Sloan. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Also, Sabrina Barraza Sloan of Sabrina's Bridal and Prom and Krista Bushmaker, Executive Director of Rainbow Riders. So good morning, ladies. Thanks for coming
in. Good morning.
Give us the rundown. What's going on with this fashion show? Who wants to take this one?
So last year we did a show, and we did them before in the past just for the store, and I decided I wanted to do another one since I was needing a community service initiative for my pageant that I was competing in, and I decided why not just raise money for Rainbow Riders because they have an outdoor arena, but they don't have an indoor arena. So I'm hoping to raise enough money for them to get an indoor arena. The reason I wanted an indoor arena for them was because they had to cancel a lot of classes last year because of either it being too hot or too cold or rainy. So I was really just hoping to raise enough money for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure it's disappointing when you're canceled. But, yeah. Well, as far as Sunday goes, let's go down the rundown. It's $10 at the door, $5 in advance. Kids 10 and under are free. So what's all going on there at the Knights of Columbus on Sunday?
We're going to have lots of vendors, and we have silent auction baskets, and we have some very cool vendors coming. I know that, what is it called? Is it 3D something? I forgot how to say it.
I think it's 360 Party. It's
360 Party.
It's a photo booth where they spin in the circles
and
take the pictures 360.
Okay.
Yes.
What are some of the other vendors you got coming?
We also have Boutique Babes Apparel, a local online women's boutique run by two sisters right here in Knoxville. They carry everything from comfort everyday wear to cute statement pieces, and they have a bunch more stuff too.
Okay.
I know my mom bought stuff, and I might have borrowed it. but
we have Bougie Babes. We have Pampered Chef. There's a DJ there as well. We have, obviously, Our Shop is there.
I have L&O Freeshy, my brother's business. He's going to have candy that he's selling. So I know that all the kids were going to want to buy all the candy, but I don't think the parents will like that part. I think the dentist will hate that part, too.
Well, they'll have buckets full from Halloween, so might as well add on to it, right?
Yeah.
My mom gets mad when I borrow stuff from her, too. Talk about the silent auction. What's on the silent auction?
Well, we have baseball tickets. I know we have the Chiefs, the Burlington Bees, and I know we have hockey tickets. I know we have Merrill Norman donated a gift certificate, AMC donated, Orange Cup. There's a lot. I can't name them all. Hy-Vee donated. I know that. I'm trying to think.
There's lots of local food
vendors.
Yeah,
there's lots of local food vendors. And
so far the things you've listed are pretty popular. So how does the fashion show part work?
So it will start at 3:00, and we will have different things that will be modeled. We have kid pageant dresses, homecoming, prom, and then we just got our new Maggie Sotero line. So we're having people model that too.
Okay. Kind of how many pieces are you thinking? Kind of how long does it run?
I know we have, I'm pretty sure, 80-some models
now.
And I know that some of them are modeling prom or homecoming and bridal. So we have quite a few models, and we're going to have a lot of pieces being modeled this year, way more than last year.
How about you? Are you going to model?
My mom thinks I am, but I'm not. I'm going to be the MC.
Oh, you're going to be the MC. Okay.
I'm not doing none of that modeling this year. Last year I tried and I failed.
Uh-oh.
I did not have enough time.
So how does someone attend? How do you get tickets? How do you need to buy a ticket in advance, or do you just show up? How does it work?
Okay, so if you want to buy tickets in advance, they're $5, like you said. You could come to Sabrina's Bridal and Prom and buy those tickets. And I also, and then you can, when you get there, if you haven't bought tickets already, they are $10 a piece when you get to the bridal show. But all models come in free, but the people coming with the models do have to pay.
Yeah.
So the proceeds go to Rainbow Riders. Crystal, why don't you talk a little bit about you're celebrating 20 years. You help over 270 clients. Talk about Rainbow Riders.
Sure. Thank you. So actually, we're Therapeutic Horseback Riding Center. We're outside of the city limits of Monmouth. We provide equine-assisted services to individuals with special abilities, but individuals that have a physical disability, mental health diagnosis, maybe a cognitive delay. And we use the horse, the relationship between the person and the horse, to build on skills. We have some kiddos that maybe they're working on their verbal skills.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some kiddos that maybe are physically disabled. Well, the horse's natural feel of their walk is similar to that of the human being. And so we have some kiddos that their legs don't work. Mm-hmm. Their own legs don't work, but we can put them on the horse and they can feel what it feels like to be moving forward. We have 9 horses, actually 8 horses and a donkey, a miniature donkey. She's pretty cool. We also, we just really try to meet everybody where they're at in terms of, you know, we want everybody to be as independent as possible on the horse, but that's going to look different for everybody. We might have somebody who's completely independent where they don't have assistance. Maybe we have people that walk alongside that maybe don't have to be there to support, but we have some that might need that, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just meet everybody where they're at. So
training that goes into, you know, especially with the horses or the people that are handling this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, there's a pretty extensive training. I myself am I'm certified through the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship International as a therapeutic horseback riding instructor. And that alone was pretty intensive. I grew up around horses and I have a psychology background. That's kind of the blending of both worlds for me. But in terms of our training, yes, all of our volunteers have to go through pretty extensive training. And my horses, I do a lot of desensitization with them. When I look at a horse to be a possible match for our program, I look for their temperament. I need a horse that's going to naturally be a little calmer. They are going to have a less of a fight or flight response than another. Horses are flight animals, so when they're scared, they're going to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to have a horse that maybe is a little more laid back, a little calmer to start with. And then we go through a lot of different, they're exposed to quite a few different things that I have to practice with them.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that they won't react.
Is it better for an older horse? Or
it is.
Yeah,
it is. And that is kind of a double-edged sword, so to speak,
yeah.
Because we need that mature brain, but that comes with a mature body.
Yeah.
And so all of our horses are considered seniors right now. Our oldest is 32.
Wow.
Right? And then we did just recently acquire a new horse. His name is Summit. He's kind of cool. He is a draft cross, so he's a really big horse. But he's so gentle. He's just like a big teddy bear. He himself has a disability. He's missing his left eye. And so it's been really cool to see how he has adapted to that himself. Mm-hmm. And what you wouldn't know that he's missing his eye.
Yeah.
At all, the way he's.
Is there a breed that you have more success with than others, or just kind of mixed?
Kind of a mix.
Yeah.
But typically I would say American quarter horses are generally pretty,
yeah.
Generally are pretty most what we have.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of, you know, we have 2 halflinger mares, which are, considered draft horses, but they're ponies. So they're little, but they're really big.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we actually have a summer riding program, which starts the end of May and goes into August. And that's our biggest program. That's group riding lessons, which is two riders at a time with 2 horses. And then we also have individual lessons. And they, I'm still doing some individual lessons right now. So that's just myself and the rider and the horse. But we try to really, we try to push our season as long as we can because we recognize that, you know, this is a service that is so needed in our community. But because of the weather, sometimes we just can't. So we did do some fall riding, group riding lessons. Each year we try to start a little earlier in the spring, but we just have to kind of rely on Mother Nature to see where we're at when right. we can start. So,
right. Where do you expect the funds for this fundraiser to, how will they help out?
Well, like Leah said, is this is specifically for, we're starting to think about long-term and having an indoor riding arena because we don't have that. We have a beautiful covered arena, but that's still, we're still in the elements. Mm-hmm. And so it's a matter of being able to, we could get that, get an indoor riding arena. We could have services almost year round.
Leah, how did you get involved with Rainbow Riders?
So my brother, David, he has autism and he started around 3 years ago. So when we first started, he barely talked at all. Like, he talked when he needed something or when he had, like, an important thing to say. But he didn't really talk because he wanted to. He talked because he needed something from talking. So and we, when he started, he got much better. And now we can't get him to stop talking. So that's a good thing. But it's sometimes at night when he's not, when he's still awake and all he does is talk all night, it gets kind of annoying. But, I mean, as long as he's doing better, then that's all that matters.
Well, siblings are supposed to annoy you, trust me.
Yep.
Well, once again, let's talk about Sunday. Again, you know, Leah, times, costs, how do you get tickets?
Okay, so when you get to the door, there will be someone where you can buy your tickets. And again, it's $10 at the door or $5 in advance. The last date that you can get tickets in advance is November 1st. So anytime between now and then, you can get your tickets for $5 in advance. And something I would like to say is all the models, if you are listening, I need you to be there 30 minutes before the show starts. Last year we had some people show up right,
make it 60.
right on the dot, and they were in the first group of second group of people and had to shove into the changing room, past the line of people, had to get changed, and it was just a little too chaotic.
He is laying down the law.
Oh, that's right.
You be there early.
Show up with your saddle on.
Right. Be ready.
But once again, Sunday, 1 to 3. At the Knights of Columbus Hall there at 1556 East Fremont. Saturday is your deadline to get your tickets early. Either call Sabrina's 309-341-0842 for that $5 in advance or stop by Sabrina's. Yes?
Yes.
But yes, $5 in advance, $10 at the door. Kids, of course, are free. If you're a model, you better get there early. But vendors, silent auction, it all benefits Rainbow Riders. Is there anything else, ladies, that you'd like to add before we...
I think that Leah and her family have been absolutely amazing supporters for Rainbow Riders, and she's kind of been this little champion for us. And I just really appreciate how well the community has supported, obviously, Rainbow Riders, but also supported Leah and kind of in her kind of mission and things like that. Yeah. So, yeah, come on out to Sabrina's on Sunday.
Keep the support coming in, right?
That's right. Models be there 30 minutes in advance.
Be ready to ride.
Maybe an hour and a half, because you know you're gonna want to look at all the vendors and all the silent auction. So maybe a little bit earlier than that.